Professions suffered by its predecessors. Professions suffered by its predecessors. Professions suffered by its predecessors. Professions suffered by its predecessors.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you to another episode of our series Professions of Our Pious Predecessors رحمهم الله تعالى As usual, Let's start our episode by listening to an excellence of reciting Salat and Salam upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, whoever recites Salat upon me 50 times a day, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we have a very interesting topic, that is Imam-e-Azam's way of trade, in which we will be discussing who was Imam-e-Azam, some traits of Imam-e-Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and also the way of trade of Imam-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Before starting the content of this episode, make sure you make some good intentions, because the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, نِيَةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِي That is, a believer's intention is better than his action. Therefore, make the intention that you will listen to this episode to gain the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Whatever you learn from this episode, you try to implement it in your real life and try to share the knowledge that you learn with your friends and family. Whenever you hear صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ You will recite durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You will listen to this episode till the very end. And inshallah, you will make good intentions along the way. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Imam-e-Azam Abu Hanifa, whose name was Nu'man bin Sabit, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was born in the city of Kufa, Iraq, in the year 80 Hijri. He is better known as Imam-e-Azam, that is the greatest Imam, or by his kunya, Abu Hanifa. He was born into a family of a tradesman. The Imam's family was of Persian origin. Imam-e-Azam's father, Sabit, had met in the city of Kufa the companion Sayyidina Ali, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, who made dua for him and his progeny. And some say that Abu Hanifa was the result of this dua. Imam-e-Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was of medium height. He would meet people with very dignified manner, and he would apply fragrance abundantly. He was also recognized by his pleasant fragrance. Imam-e-Azam Abu Hanifa was against backbiting and other sins. Some say that they have never heard the Imam speaking ill about even his enemies. The respected teacher of Imam Bukhari, Sayyidina Makki bin Ibrahim rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, said, I was blessed with the company of many Islamic scholars in Kufa, but found no one amongst them as pious as Imam-e-Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Sayyidina Yazid bin Harun, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has said, I acquired knowledge from 1,000 teachers, but Imam-e-Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was the best amongst them in piety and control of his tongue. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Once Imam-e-Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was told that people were using offensive language against him. Upon listening to this, he stated, my patience over foul language of people is a great favor of Allah Almighty, who bestows this blessing on whomever he wants. Sayyidina Imam-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is the first of the four mujtahid imams and the only tabi'i amongst them. Having seen the companions Anas bin Malik, Abdullah bin Haris radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. A person becomes a tabi'i by meeting a sahabi in the state of faith until his demise remains on faith. Sahabi is the companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was not only Tabi'i, but he also narrated from the companions in this regard, while others said that he narrated from 18. Subhanallah. He is one of the four Imams whose school of jurisprudence is followed most. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was the first to start the systematic study of jurisprudence, analysis of Islamic jurisprudence, and divide into subjects. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said that Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is the best in jurisprudence amongst the people. I have not seen the like of him in jurisprudence. His authority in the field of jurisprudence can be realized by reading the statement of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who said, people are dependent on Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in the field of jurisprudence. I have not seen anyone better in jurisprudence than Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Subhanallah. Imam Zahabi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi added to this, leadership in the matters of jurisprudence and its details belongs to him only, and there is no doubt on this issue. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi passed away on 2nd Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam 150 Hijri at the age of 70. His blessed tomb is situated in Baghdad. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us with the knowledge of deen for the sake of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Ameen. Bijahid Nabi Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, let's move forward and listen to the parables about the intelligence of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa Nu'man bin Sabit rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is the leader of millions of Muslims, and he was a man of many talents. Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was a scholar of hadith, a jurist, that is a faqih, a man of knowledge, wisdom, exceptional intellect, a caring, trustworthy, honest and practicing individual, and an embodiment of good character. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa derived many rulings from Quran and Hadith. He formed dozens of principles on how to derive rulings and solve the most complex problems within moments. Sayyidina Ali bin Asim rahmatullahi ta'ala states, if the intelligence of half the people on earth was to be compared against the intelligence of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the intelligence of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would still be greater. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidina Yazid bin Harun rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi swore by Allah Almighty and said, I have studied with 1,000 teachers, but I have found Imam Azam Abu Hanifa to be the most God-fearing, have the strongest memory, and be the most intelligent from them. Somebody asked Sayyidina Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi if he had seen Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. He replied, yes, I found him so intelligent that if he told you this pillar was made out of gold, he would prove it to you using evidence that this pillar is made from gold. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would understand things very quickly because of his intellect. He was unmatched in providing solutions to the most difficult of situations. Dear viewers of Madani channel, an individual asked Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, someone's wife had a cup of water in her hand. Her husband said to her, if you drink this water, throw it away, keep it, or give it to somebody else. We will become divorced from one another. What can the woman do in this situation? Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi replied, place a cloth in the cup that will absorb the water. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we are listening to parables of the intelligence of Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. Let's listen to one more parable. A man swore an oath that he would not eat an egg. He then swore an oath to eat whatever was in the hand of so-and-so. Coincidentally, apparently that person had an egg in his hand. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa said, leave the egg under a hen. Once it hatches, cook the chicken that comes out as a result and eat it, and make a soup of it and consume it. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we just heard the parables about the intelligence of Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Let's move forward to the next part or the next segment of this episode, in which we will hear some characteristics of Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa was a tabi'i, being born in the second of the three blessed generations. During his lifetime, he was privileged to encounter four companions of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He had 4,000 teachers and approximately 800 students, more than any other imam of jurisprudence. After the companions, he was the first widely followed founder of legal tradition, that is a mujtahid that survived the test of time. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, all jurists after him drew on his approach to legal deduction and interference. Allah Almighty granted special acceptance to his school of thought, making it the largest school in terms of followers. According to Allama Ali Qari, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, 2/3 of the Muslim population adhere to the school of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Along with knowledge, he was a beacon of piety, worship and spirituality, the likes of which are seldom found. He completed the recitation of the Holy Quran 7,000 times at the place where he passed away. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's move towards the main topic of our episode, that is the source of income of Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, or Imam Azam's way of trade. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, "My beloved teacher, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, used to trade in silk textile. One day, somebody wanted to buy cloth from him. He rahmatullahi alayhi said to his son Hamad, 'Show him the cloth.' His son took out the cloth and placed it in front of the customer. Then he recited, 'Sallallahu ala Muhammad.' Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, 'Now do not sell this cloth, because you have praised it by reciting durood upon the holy Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.' Then the customer left. He searched through the whole market, but could not find that kind of cloth anywhere. He came again to the shop, but Imam Azam Abu Hanifa refused to sell him the cloth." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, look at the piety of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, even in his way of trade. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Sufyan bin Ziyad Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, "Imam Azam Abu Hanifa was extremely pious and would observe extreme caution in the matters of buying and selling. Once a person came from Medina to Kufa in order to get the goods he needed, he required a specific type of cloth. He was told that such kind of cloth can be found with Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Moreover, people told him that whenever you go to the shop of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, then buy the cloth at whatever price he gives you, because you will not need to bargain with him." The person reached the shop and met a student of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. He perhaps thought that he is Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, and he asked for the cloth. The student placed the cloth in front of him and he asked for the price. The student told him the price to be of 1,000 dirhams. That person said to him, 1,000 dirhams. The person paid him 1,000 dirhams and returned to Madinah Munawwara after fulfilling his needs. Few days later, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa asked for the same cloth. Upon this, the student said, "I have sold it." He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, "How much did you sell it for?" He replied, "For 1,000 dirhams." Imam Azam Abu Hanifa said to the student, "You cheat people in my shop while being with me." Therefore, we excluded him from his shop and went to Madinah Munawwara himself by taking 1,000 dirhams with him. When he searched for that person, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi found him offering salah, wearing that same cloth. He also started offering nawafil. When he finished the salah, he said to him, "The cloth you are wearing is mine." He replied, "How come? I bought this for 1,000 dirhams from the shop of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa in Kufa." Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi asked, "If you see Abu Hanifa, would you recognize him?" He said, "Why not?" He said, "I am Abu Hanifa. Did you buy this cloth from me?" He said, "No." He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, "Take your money back and return my cloth to me." Thereafter, he relayed the whole account to him. He said, "I have worn this cloth many times and I don't feel appropriate to return it." Sayyidina Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, "I do not want to take more money. Value of this cloth, 400 dirhams. If you want, you can take back 600 dirhams and that cloth will remain yours." Or you may take back your 1,000 and return me the cloth. And in terms of you wearing it, you were allowed to do so. However, the person refused to give it back and said, I am happy for buying this cloth for 1,000 dirhams. But now he refused. Finally, the person said, if it is so, then please return me my 600 dirhams. Therefore, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa returned the 600 dirhams and came back to Kufa by leaving that cloth with him. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this parable, we realize the piety and the honesty of Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, that he gave the person extra money. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, by this we realize the piety and the trustworthiness and the honesty of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, that he went in search for the person who bought the cloth and bargained with him to buy the cloth back or give him extra money. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, these were our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala. They were so cautious in their trade that they used to be very generous and take care of even few dirhams. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, once a person came in the court of Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, humbly said, Huzoor, I am in need of a beautiful garment. Please do me a favor. I want to adorn myself with these clothes and go back to my in-laws. Imam Azam said, wait for 2 weeks. He came back after 2 weeks and Imam Azam said, come tomorrow. When he came back the next day, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, gave him a precious dress which was worthy of more than 20 dinars. Along with this, he also gave him 1 dinar. He asked, Huzoor, why this? Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, I sent some goods to Baghdad with your intention. Therefore, these goods were sold and I bought this dress for you from its profit. But when I hold the actual amount, it contained one extra dinar. That is, the dinar was also part of the profit. Hence, this is also yours. If you accept it, then it's okay. Otherwise, I will sell this dress and donate its money along with 1 dinar on your behalf as sadqah. When he heard this from Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he also kept that 1 dinar. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, bringing our episode towards its conclusion, we make dua in the court of Allah Almighty, that may Allah Almighty enable us to adopt piety and honesty like Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, even in our trade and all the acts of life. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to follow the Islamic principles of trade. And moreover, may Allah Azza wa Jal enable us to help the needy and bless us with the privilege of serving the Imams of Masjid, Islamic scholars and the Mashaykh. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani Channel. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. We'll be back with another episode. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Professions of our pious predecessors. Professions of our pious predecessors. Professions of our pious predecessors. Professions of our pious predecessors.